So it is, again, you don't want to deny that there are things that come up in our lives, and we, so often, if our mind isn't healed, we are going to experience them as problems, and we're going to believe that we're upset because of them. But what Jesus is telling us is, this is your classroom then, in which you begin to learn that these aren't, I'm never upset, as Ken often likes to quote, I'm never upset for the reason that I think. It's not the problems that I seem to be encountering in the world. It's the filter that I'm looking at, those problems, those really just situations that I'm looking at them through. And when I'm willing to accept that, then it shifts from feeling trapped by whatever it is going on with my problems to seeing it as a classroom in which I really am learning, not about how to get things to work here in the world, because that's, there's other paths, other spiritualities even that will help you deal with all the twists and turns of our lives here at this level and try to make relationships work at this level. That's not the focus of the course. The course is always bringing it back to something that doesn't depend on anyone else. That's part of what makes it so simple. We have everything that we need to have a different experience right now within our own mind. And it doesn't depend on anything outside of ourselves changing. We have to change which teacher we're listening to. And so, whose eyes are we looking at the world through? And the world is our classroom because when we are upset by what seems to be going on out there, that's how we learn whose eyes we're looking at the world through. I must, if I'm upset, it must be because I'm looking with the ego. I'm looking with the ego's glasses, if you will, rather than the Holy Spirit's, which only sees innocence.